The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
Down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
Welcome to another edition of the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B. Today's show is sponsored by NyQuil, helping podcasters get sleep when they're sick so they can bring you amazing shows like the In Deep Show. NyQuil, pick some up at your local CVS. I am your man, Big B. I do not do this show alone. I got my crew today with me. Today, my crew consists of... Clutch Your Pearls. The Doctor.
What's up, y'all? Why you gotta cut the music all day?
I'm saying it was a dramatic moment.
What's up, everybody? I know it's been a while. I'm back. Y'all ready to have some fun? Let's do it.
And it's at this time I like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Welcome back, Doc.
Hey, thank you.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Thank you for listening.
I'm just getting warmed up. I got some hot tea. The voice will come back and the nasal drippings will hopefully subside shortly.
Swear for Lord, if you get me sick.
Mm-hmm. I can get this going.
What's Big Lee's? I'm going to kill you. Get me sick. I done made it this far.
Mm-hmm. You gonna kill Harpo dead.
I'm gonna kill dead. Or at least pluck you in the head. Either one. It's fine.
Okay.
One or the other. Super Bowl Sunday, people. Anything hot and popping happening in your lives today? Whole bunch of fried, fatty food that you're gonna regret on Monday. Hope copious amounts of alcohol.
That's
gonna make you call in sick. Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm.
Anything?
You can't call in sick tomorrow.
Buford.
It should be a holiday for Buford. Real.
Yeah. No shit. No shit. Or at least you don't have to come in all the time. Depending on what time. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Either way.
You know, the boss should give you a little leeway. Look, man. I know you up late last night and everything. Super Bowl.
That's how he sounds.
Oh, you know, most bosses, or most white bosses.
Why they gotta be a white boss?
Because most of them white. I think.
Because they went to college.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, not that mine isn't, but.
See?
That makes the three of us.
All right.
But it's the owner of my. Chef. Of my.
The neck moving, Brian.
Business is actually Latina.
Oh, cool.
Oh, shit.
A woman?
Mm-hmm.
What she look like?
Latina. Yeah.
Yeah?
I think she's married.
You got a picture?
No, I don't. But I think she's married.
I am. Sorry.
Whatever.
That's what I'm looking for, sorry.
So, cool. Super Bowl, like, everybody in this room was pretty much going to go to somebody's house just to eat and drink and watch the commercials, right? Are you rooting for anybody or?
You know, my whole take.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my bad.
He's about to get emotional.
I'm
what?
Not going to get emotional. I don't care.
No, I mean, in going on a rampage. I wasn't sure what that music stop was.
Oh, I just hit a button.
Okay. What were you saying?
Oh, back to me. Oh, I thought you could ready to do some thing or something over. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna make it quick because I know you ready to do something.
No.
My whole take on the whole football thing. I'm bringing it to football. Then I'm gonna bring it back to the Super Bowl. So you got. Okay. I'm just a segue. All
right.
Once my Redskins are gone, I don't give a fuck what go. You know what? I haven't watched a football game since then. To be honest, I'm being honest. But okay, on another note, on a Super Bowl note, the New England Patriots, I don't really like them because of the racial shit that goes on up there, and they're cheating, and they've won enough shit already. You know, I'm rooting for Philly. Mm. I'm rooting. Well, let me finish talking, man.
Say shit.
Okay, I want Philly to win. I don't think
you
it's
don't
gonna
want them to win.
I want them to win, but I don't think they're gonna win.
Okay,
it's that type of thing. But to be honest with you, to keep it real smooth, I don't give a fuck, man. You know, so it's that type of thing. But as long as it's a good game, and you know, all the fans enjoy it, and there's good halftime shows and commercials, then that kind of stuff I'm gonna be looking for. You know, but you know, and it's good action. You know, that's all I'm looking for. Yeah. So.
Man, I'm torn.
I ain't torn.
No,
well,
I mean,
yeah,
I'm
I guess
saying,
that is torn.
Yeah,
though.
It is. I mean, it is because it's like on one hand, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Like
right.
You, like period. I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, it's like, oh, well, let the Eagles win like one.
Yeah, but you know,
one
what?
Super Bowl, so they can have something to really talk about.
Exactly.
I mean, they did work hard to get there, so mm-hmm. I'm gonna give them props for that. But,
What? What's so funny is I didn't really know till like a week ago that they made it to the Super Bowl.
You really tapped out.
I stopped watching football.
That's what I said. You really tapped out.
Yeah, I don't care. Hey, it's whatever. Oh, affiliate? Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, so I am, in case you guys don't know, I am a diehard Redskins fan. Therefore, I can never root for another team at all. I might jokingly say like, oh, I want so-and-so to beat Dallas, but I'm not really rooting for that team. I'm just kind of, you know, looking intently at the TV and trying like via telekinesis to make shit happen, like drop the ball, you know, but I can't in my soul ever root for another team. With that being said, as someone that goes to a lot of games and goes to a lot of games away from my home stadium, the last thing on planet Earth that I think that I can stomach is having to listen to petulant little Eagle fans talk about finally having a trophy. I can't do it.
I'm saying, why not one?
I cannot do it.
Let the underdog win.
I'd rather see Cleveland get theirs.
Yikes.
I'd rather see Minnesota get
Cleveland,
theirs.
Cleveland's trash, right? Like 0-3?
No, burning. Dumpster fire trash.
Damn.
But I'd rather see them get theirs. I cannot bear.
You can put the toe on it. Right.
To stand and listen to that shit. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Now, with that being said, if they do somehow pull it off, because as they say, a broken clock is right twice a day, I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of backlash from a few of our listeners.
And you will.
Mm-hmm.
And 15WA.
I will warn anyone that would like to send me a message that I have final say on what goes over the air. I will rearrange your words and make you say shit you really didn't say.
Okay, come on now.
So, Feel free to leave whatever message you like.
Now, come on.
But I'm just saying. Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of Eagles fans out there.
Mm-hmm. No, and especially now.
Looking like your kid on the first day of school.
Oh, man.
With that brand new Eagles shit.
Right. At the beginning of the season, it was five Eagles fans in this.
I wish I could go to their house and just rummage through their closet so I can see their old 49 and shit. Uh-huh, and their old Bills shit. Mm-hmm. Their old Cowboy
Steelers shit.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you Eagles fans out there don't take kindly to that shit.
Yeah,
either,
no shit.
I'm a Skins fan, but when I see fake Skins fans, I give them the stink. I like, nigga, you fuck out. Nah, bro.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
That season, that fair weather season.
Oh, boy.
They come out, shit go up on cars.
You see the little flags flying out
the little flag. Now, if you see an old ass flag that look like it's barely hanging on, that's a true
right. That's a fan.
A true Eagles
fan. Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. So, hey man, good luck to the teams.
Give us a good game. That's all I want to see. If I
want to see a little bit more than that.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. There we go. So there's that. Oh, gosh. There's been a lot of things happening. Doc, you got some messages. People want to know. We're just asking in general, how were you doing? And was everything okay with you informing them that, you know, you're fine? You're just working and grinding.
There you go. That's what it is.
So, you know, people's wanna know.
Yeah.
Queen got some messages that just people raving about how wonderful and polished your radio voice and presence is and all that good shit.
Thank you.
So get those messages.
Thank you.
People really didn't have that much good to say about me, but you know, hey, that's all right.
No news is good news.
I am part of this ship.
Right.
And if there are goodies given, I will indulge. I might be last in line to get them, but that's all right.
We'll save you some.
Yeah, thank you.
We're a team.
There you go. There you go.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
All right. That's what they say.
There's no I in team.
They say that too.
They do say that. But there is an ME.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, you have to.
Mm-hmm. It's there.
Move some stuff around, but yep.
Uh huh.
It was definitely a me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. There you go. It takes a tree to make a true yo.
Someone's calling a doctor.
I'm not a doctor,
I
but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
You thought I forgot, didn't you? Uh-huh. I remember. It's been a while, but you know, like Brian said, the clock is right. The broken clock is right, what, twice a day, a year or something?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right. Let me see here right now. First of all, I'm gonna talk a little football stuff. Okay. You know, since it's Super Bowl Sunday and all that kind of good stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I want to say farewell to my man Kirk Cousins, dog, the ex quarterback for the Redskins. I think you did a hell of a job, my brother. I don't know what the hell is going on with the organization, man. Why they let you go, man? I think you did okay. I'm getting ready to retort. I think he did a pretty good job. I think he did an excellent job. You know, you will be missed, my brother. And what was the real reason why they let him go, Brian? He's a sports czar.
He doesn't want to be here.
Is that what it was?
Absolutely. He doesn't want to be here.
Oh, well there you that will
He's talking
do.
All that smack.
Okay, so it's a tale of two sides. Kurt feels disrespected because he wasn't given the same red carpet treatment that RG3 was. They weren't swooning all over him when it was his time to shine like they did RG. So, you know, instead of looking at it like an organization that has just been freshly burned by what happened with RG, you know what I'm saying? And when it was time to, I mean, that whole RG situation was messy.
Right. Yeah.
So when it was time to step up and get the house in order, Coach stepped up and said, okay, well, if you're letting me make the decision, I'm going with Kurt. And instead of him looking at that and saying, you know, who's important believed in me and let's move forward, he wants to bitch and moan and cry and like, oh, y'all not goo goo gaga over me and blah, blah, blah. Now, the Redskins dropped the ball in the sense of when they had an opportunity to show him the correct love that they should have, they didn't. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That could be looked at, like I said, two ways. Either they just flat out drop the ball, which is something that this organization does, or, like I said, they just got burnt giving a quarterback a lot of money and for him to end up being some shit. So you're not quick to touch a burning hot iron once you get burnt. So,
okay,
that was that. So, you know, Kurt's been playing his leverage game because he does have hold all the chips. And, you know, making Redskins pay through their nose to keep his services. So, just the up, said, yeah. So, the update now.
The Redskins is pretty much saying you are not an RG3. So, that's why you didn't get the publicity.
Well, he didn't have the fanfare and the flash and all of that that RG3 had.
Okay.
He's more of a stable, you know, get the job done quarterback with a lot, without a lot of fanfare.
Okay.
So, you know, and he's not one that's going to run to the owner, you know, every time something's not his way and blah, 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 whatever, like RG did and other Redskins in the past.
So if you were Daniel Snyder, would have tried to, you know, find some way to keep him, or would you have just said, you a little whining little bitch, we got to let you go?
I mean, I don't know if it's at a point now where it's up to him if he had that choice. I don't think he was given that choice to say, do I want to keep him or not? I think the choice was already, his hand was forced that Kurt didn't want to be here.
Oh,
so
okay.
He's going to make it as difficult for them to keep him as possible.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, they went out and got an insurance policy in Alex, but you know, the latest developments of this morning is now the Redskins are talking about that is going to be another game of chicken that's going to start Monday, where the Redskins are saying, we're still going to put the franchise tag on Kurt. Because we're not going to just let you walk away and not get nothing.
Right.
The flip side to that is Kurt can say, go ahead and put that franchise tag on me because I will sign that motherfucker and make you responsible for now paying me and Alex Smith max contracts that you can't afford. And I will fuck this whole team up by doing it because all your money's going to be between the two of us and you won't be able to get no more players. Or he can take the side of, I won't sign it. I'll hold out on signing this and make this whole process miserable by other teams not wanting to do business with you because they're afraid of what I might say. In terms of, you know, saying that it might be too much to get him or whatever, so people are going to shy away and you're going to be stuck with me anyway. So.
Just break up.
Yeah. It's
kiss him on the cheek. Break up.
So a lot it's of not, crap going on.
It's not you, it's me.
Uh-huh.
And keep it moving.
Wow. You bad dude, boy. See, that's why I went to you. All right. Now, we're keeping it on football terms here. I got a little football trivia for y'all. All right. Let me see. Who holds the record for most Super Bowl appearances?
Super Bowl appearances?
Yeah.
Wow, appearances. Cause that doesn't necessarily mean they won.
Right. No.
So, appearances. Green Bay.
All right. No. The Patriots.
I was about to just say that. Because isn't this like their 7th or 8th time or some shit?
Nice. 10. That was pretty good.
Okay. I know they're doing it.
All right. But okay, let me see. The Eagles, they appeared in the Super Bowl twice, but never won. Okay.
Who was their last Super Bowl against?
The Patriots.
Yep. Broken clock is right twice a day.
Yeah. He lost a step. You bastard. Since you got questions, here's a question for you. All right. There are 4 Super Bowl teams who've never been to the Super Bowl. Can you name any of them?
I named 3 of them.
Okay. Let me hear you again.
Minnesota? No, you said never been to the Super Bowl.
Never been.
Oh.
Never, ever.
Isn't that a whole bunch of teams? I would say
it's
Cleveland.
It's only 4.
Cleveland?
Okay.
Because we know okay,
these that's one. That's one.
Yeah, I said Cleveland.
Minnesota. When did the fuck did you say?
Remember I said the team that has not won a Super Bowl? It was Minnesota and Cleveland. So I named those two earlier. But
Minnesota's
not been there, though.
Right.
They just haven't won it.
Right.
Who else? I'm like, I can't think of.
One of them, it should be easy, though, dog. One of them should be real easy.
Jacksonville on there?
Okay, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Okay, right. That's 2 for y'all. That's 2. Okay, I'm going to give
Raiders?
You a hint.
No,
are they around anymore? They good? Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, they used to be.
I'm
sorry. I'm just scanning my brain for teams. I'm like, I don't know.
Right, hold on. Don't say nothing yet.
Okay.
The Rams? Is that a team?
Yeah, they've been there and they won it. Okay. But I don't see. That could be one of them trick questions. Like, which Rams? Like, was it?
L.A. Rams.
Right, because they switched. Like the Cardinals was Arizona, Phoenix, and St. Louis. Right.
Yeah, they're out there building a stadium for a new football stadium. Mm-hmm. It's going
to
be dope.
Okay,
go ahead.
Y'all want to? Okay, I'll give you a clue.
Give me a clue.
One more, y'all. Okay, y'all got which one y'all just say?
Cleveland and
Jacksonville.
Yeah, okay, uh-huh. One more new team.
Right. I was trying to think of who came in with that.
All right. Yep. It was around the same time.
Who came in with Jacksonville? God damn it! I can't even remember them. Not Tennessee, is it?
Mm-mm.
Tennessee not known it. Nah.
I'm thinking states.
Yeah, okay.
Y'all got two up.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. The Houston Texans and the Detroit Lions.
See, and I told you it was going to be a twist because the Texans made it when they were the Houston Oilers.
Yep. You're right. You are absolutely right there, boy. Okay. Here's another little.
I'm pretty sure they did. Yeah, they won
it
with Earl Campbell and them. Then what do I have to do? To Google.
Yeah, to Google. Get your phone. All right.
There.
Damn. I got 2 turntables and a microphone and.
All right, he's running down here. His resume. Okay. All right. For those of you guys who didn't know, the Lombardi Trophy costs $50,000 to make.
Who makes it? I want to guess. Or do you have a...
Nah.
Oh, I don't know either. I was going to guess. I don't know. Does Tiffany make it? I don't know if Tiffany makes it.
I don't know. Google that.
Tweet. I know they make one of the trophies. Is it the Stanley Cup or is it the Wimbledon?
The Wimbledon
thing?
Is it the Wimbledon? Google that too. All right. You know, I just.
You know, y'all know Queen, our intern.
Yeah, right. And get some donuts and a latte.
You get this foot in your ass.
Oh, that's my girl. She's back.
Okay, let's see.
Well, look, I'm back.
Let's see. Tiffany & Co. Vice President made a sketch on a cocktail napkin and what would become the Vince Lombardi Trophy.
Woohoo!
The The original trophy was produced by Tiffany & Co. in Newark, New Jersey.
Hi, Big Pimpin.
Hey, hey.
That boy good. That boy good.
I'm on my shit today.
All right, all right. And it also weighs 7 pounds.
Okay. Mm.
The size of a little born new baby. In case y'all want to know.
With a big water head. Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, that's enough of football talk. Let's move on. Let's move on. For all you fans.
What? We're talking about the Houston Oilers, right?
Yes.
The Oilers won 2 AFL championships before joining the NFL as part of the AFL/NFL merger. In 1999, the Titans, their most memorable season since joining the NFL, when they made it all the way to Super Bowl XXXIV.
Four.
Mm-hmm, yep. But they fell to the Kurt Warner-led St. Louis Rams.
So then that would make that wrong then. They did make it to the Super Bowl.
I thought you said it wasn't a Houston. What was the other Houston?
It was Houston, Texas.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. No. It was Houston went to Tennessee. Houston turned into Tennessee Titans. That's Africa. There you go. Houston, Texas. You're right.
It was just a name change, right?
Right. No, they got a new team.
Yeah, new team, right?
The Oilers turned into the Titans, Tennessee Titans. And okay, so yeah, that does make a good point, right? Okay, there you go.
So the Houston Oilers turned into the
Houston Texans. Oilers turned into the Tennessee Titans.
So they didn't turn into the Texans.
Right.
So the Texans were like a new, brand new team.
Exactly.
But
they made the Super Bowl. They went to the Super Bowl, right? No, Tennessee went. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Okay. I got it straight now. Yeah. All over the place.
All right, all right. Anyway, good luck to the two teams, the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots today. Y'all do your thing. We're looking for some good commercials. Hold the press.
And okay. You are correct.
And just in.
This just in. The Houston Texans. The club first played in 2002 as an expansion team, which makes them the youngest franchise currently competing in the NFL. The Titans replaced Houston's previous franchise, the Houston Oilers, which moved to Tennessee. And they are now the Tennessee Titans.
You remember that awkward, was it a year or two where they were the Tennessee Oilers and it just made no sense?
Right.
That sounds dumb.
Yeah.
I don't remember that, but it sounds stupid. Anywho,
Nice stadium. I like it there. Yeah. Been there a couple times.
Cause all that happened. Did all that happen in the same year? Or if not the same year, like the same 2 or 3 years, all that shit. Cause we had like two teams that came in together.
I know it was Jacksonville and somebody came in together. I can't remember who came in with Jacksonville.
Sports. There were new teams that came in and teams that moved.
Right.
And changed the names and shit like that.
Right. Like the Ravens, they stole the Browns, and so then they gave the Browns a new
team. The Browns moved.
Right when they were on the cusp of getting ready to win the Super Bowl, they robbed City.
Boy, there you go.
All right.
There you go. All right. Moving off of the football stuff, let's go to AGT, America's Got Talent.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. You know, Mel B, she's one of the judges on America's Got Talent. Okay. Now, apparently, they ain't too happy with Mel B. Mel B, the bride that used to be married to Eddie Murphy, right?
No. Did they get married?
I thought so.
Or they just hanging out?
I thought they were married.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Mm. Okay. My bad. Okay, well, maybe they were just hanging out. Okay, anyway, the producers wanted to get rid of the broad. This broad, for one, her and Simon Cowell, they had problems. Okay? Back in the day, this broad threw a drink at Simon Cowell.
I remember that.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. But they say after that, man, things really heated up. And she had an intense divorce from her husband, Stefan Belafonte. Okay, you know.
No relation.
Huh?
I said no relation.
Okay. You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, anyway, the producers say they want to replace her with Queen Latifah.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
I kind of like that. I don't want her to lose her job, though, but kind of like that.
Yeah. But the only problem is that Miss B is still under contract. Now, how much money is left on that contract or whatever, I don't know. But do you have, you? I guess, when you're under contract and you want to get out early or whatever, they got to pay you all of it? Or how does that work?
I mean, they're going to offer a buyout.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that's not taken, they can, again, play a game of chicken and be like, all right, we'll slow roll the money to you. Or whatever, you know, or we can hold it up in litigation.
And then that's going to cost you money to get a lawyer.
Well, it's going to cost them more money, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both of them. Because if she wins, then she's probably going to tell them to pay her legal fees as well.
Scuba the boom, boom, bam. There you go. Well, cool. Anyway, but the Merkers got talent. They get ready to hold auditions for judges in 5 weeks.
Queen. Yeah, 5 weeks, get your shit together.
All right, then.
All right, I got you. Look, I got you.
I gotta stop cursing.
And what we're gonna do is we're gonna do the Cyrano da Vinci thing. Like, I'm gonna be in the audience with the microphone. You're gonna have a little earpiece.
Cyrano da Vinci?
So let's get that wrong.
Yeah.
Cyrano?
I think it's.
Cyrano.
It just went right out of my head, but that's not it.
What is it? Somebody tell me quickly. Cyrano. I got half that right.
Oh, man. You got half of it right.
This
but
is
the other
Doc's
part.
Diagnosis, so this is a part of the show where you're allowed to
fuck. Oh, yeah, put it right on me. It's all right. I'm going to take it. I'm going to keep on rolling. You bastards. Y'all ain't lost a step, huh? Y'all got a little smooth with it, too. Cool. Okay, let me see. The Wayans in Hollywood. Okay, moving on. Y'all remember back in the day when Keenan Wayans came out with In Living Color and all that kind of crap? Then they came out with
the Bergerac.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
I know it was just something.
Yeah, but anyway. You're not over there dying.
Look, you told her to Google.
I did. Did I?
Sorry, what was your next? I'm sorry.
You bastards. No, go ahead. Get it out the way. Get it out the way. What happened? What'd you say?
He died.
What?
Yeah, he did.
What did you Google? Nah, for real.
Remember he was saying, Cyrano, what'd you say, Da Vinci?
He did die.
Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, it was okay. That was it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, what is
you bastards? Oh yeah. The Wayans. Okay, everybody was like, you know, everybody like, what's going on with the Wayans these days? You know. Anyway, y'all remember back in the day, Keenan came out with In Living Color.
Mm-hmm.
That joint was funny as I don't know what, man. I don't know what happened to it. And then y'all remember Scary Movie, My Wife and Kids. Let me see, all that kind of stuff came out. Let me see, the Wayans, Marlon and Sean.
Yeah, what happened? You forgot their show. Rip Brothers. You remember that show? What's it called? Was their father? Witherspoon.
Oh, Witherspoon. John Witherspoon. Yeah.
Remember that show?
Yeah.
And the black chick that's always typecasting her roles.
I'm still laughing on that last shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The bra from Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The brothers. What they call the brothers?
Yeah,
right.
The Wayans.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah. All that shit. I'm trying to get to all of this shit.
Oh, I thought you were finished.
Yeah, no, motherfucker. I was trying to get there for you. Interrupted me like you usually do. Anyway, yeah, that all that the brothers and y'all remember White Chicks? They did the White Chicks, and you know that stuff was very, you know, it was very successful. They did like 70 million. Okay, and Little Man too.
He's gonna
y'all remember Little Man?
You gonna pull me up on Da Vinci, but you gonna
leave. Come on, you Cyrano Da Vinci. That's not the same thing as saying the word successful.
Yeah, y'all used to my shit. Just let me go. Why you always trying to put me on the spot? Dang, always trying to kill my joy. just handle the boy, we. Yeah, everything was good, man. Had a $70 to $50 million thing going bad. Apparently, they really didn't need Hollywood. Okay, and then in 2014, Keenan Damon, Sean, and Marlon. I was gonna say Malin. Marlon. They went on the road with some little comedy thing that they did that I didn't even know that was very successful. Okay, 2 years later, after that, Damon Marlon Wayans Jr. You know, Jr. He don't seem to be all that funny to me, but he's a pretty good little actor. Okay. Let me see. Craig Wayans, the son of screenwriter Dedre Wayans. Dedre. Y'all Google that. Okay, now let me see. Damian Deontay Wayans, son of screenwriter Elvira Wayans. God damn, I didn't know that many of them.
It's like 100 of them.
I see.
It probably really is like 100 of them.
All right. But anyway, they were supposed to do a comeback of In Living Color. But it never happened. Keenan said that the standards were so high when they did In Living Color that whatever they did probably wouldn't meet, you know, it wouldn't meet the same standards as the first In Living Color. So they just didn't do it. You know, and when I read the story, Brian, that reminded me of something you said about the Usher CD, Confessions. We were talking about you. I don't know if you remember that, but we were talking about the Usher, the Confessions CD, mm-hmm. and how many tracks on there that was just mm-hmm. the bomb. It was like track after track after track. It was so tight that, and you said, you brought to my attention, you said that it's going to be hard for him to come back with another CD that would be, mm-hmm. you know, would sell as
same thing. Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Like with Bobby Brown's "Don't Be Cruel."
Okay,
like almost the entire album was released as singles, and it's like anything behind that's gonna seem like a failure.
Right. Yeah. And that's the first thing that came to mind when I read this story. Okay. Anyway, moving on. Age, Lewis. I'm gonna try to make this quick.
Hey, before you move on, you know, Marlon has a show out on. Mm-hmm. I think it's on NBC. Either NBC, ABC, one of those two networks.
Okay. Oh, Marlon.
I think it got renewed.
Yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's corny as hell.
No, I'm gonna do it.
But
I'm gonna do some extra.
Yeah.
But you know, he was always funny to mm-hmm. me, as opposed to him and Sean. Sean was never really funny to me.
Yeah, and Damon is on that buddy cop mm-hmm. show.
Lethal Weapon. Junior.
No, the. Oh,
the old one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's still on?
Lethal
yeah,
Weapon.
Yeah, it's still
oh,
on.
Oh, okay. Cool. No. Okay. Hey,
did
look.
Did you see? I'm sorry. One more thing on the same story.
No, go ahead. Do your thing.
On Netflix, Marlon has that one movie that's sort of a takeoff of Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was actually pretty good.
Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that 50 Shades of Black or whatever it was, that little spook joint.
Yeah, spook joint.
That was...
Yeah. I don't even remember hearing about that one.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
They did a spoof of the movie.
No, I got you from the title, but mm-hmm. I don't remember hearing about it. Must have been some trash.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
I mean, I guess all their movies are kind of like... Not, I'm not saying they're trash, but they're all kind of like, they're spoof funny, but really like cornball.
What's that John Keenan did with the hero or something? When he came back from
I'm
the war.
I'm gonna get you something.
Yeah, I didn't think that was all that funny. Everybody well,
yeah,
did, but
it was okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
they had his moments,
yeah. Right?
Right. But mm-hmm. other than
like
that,
nobody can let that big toe thrive. And that was ridiculous.
Right,
but
right.
You know what? When I look back at a lot of some of that movie, some of the good parts that were initially really good have been just overdone and overused with people trying to do their interpretation.
Gotcha,
Like that whole Chris Rock scene. I'm like, if I hear one more person say, how much is the V?
Right,
I'm like,
right.
Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like almost making the movie not funny to me when it was originally hilarious.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't keep doing it. You can't keep doing it. Let it go. Let me see. I got one more little tidbit. I'm going to try to make this real fast because we've been on this job for a minute. I got some celebrities who you guys didn't know committed homicide.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah. But then I got a few that you might already know. Robert Blake. Y'all remember Robert Blake
mm-hmm.
from Beretta?
Beretta, yeah.
Okay. Did y'all know he committed murder?
Don't mm-hmm. hit the price on your head. No. Don't do it.
Well, all right.
What was his Bird's
yeah.
name.
Yeah, man. He murdered. He murdered. Yeah, man. He was sitting in the car outside of the restaurant. Okay. And somebody was, well, actually, he wasn't sitting in the car. It was a guy sitting in the car outside of the restaurant. Okay. And actually, you know, Blake was in the area. And dude was shot and killed. Mm. Okay. But, you know, they're not saying, they wasn't saying at the time that Blake did it. But what happened was later they found a gun in his possession. You know, with the ballistics and everything mm-hmm. matched. Everything. Yeah. So, yeah. But my man, he never did any time. He never did any time for that shit. So, yeah. But he was charged with it and then he got off. And but he was ordered to pay $30 million to the family for some reason. If he wasn't charged, I don't know
well,
why.
They probably sued him in civil court.
Civil court. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's cool. Y'all remember Ferris Bueller, right? Matthew Broderick. Okay, he was driving in Northern Ireland where he struck a girl in his car. Mm. Okay, and because he was driving in the wrong lane and he killed him. Okay, now they say he wasn't drunk, but at the time he was convicted only of careless driving and charged $175 for killing a girl.
You said dollars?
$175.
That's some bullshit.
And yeah. What you gonna do? But see, then again, I guess it depends on where you are, who you are, and where you are. Mm-hmm. What are you gonna do? Laura Bush. The first lady, Laura Bush, okay, is another driving driving incident.
I'm glad I'm over
okay,
here.
Okay, yeah. Just slow down. Calm down.
Calm down.
Like Miss Daisy say, be still. Okay, she was driving in a rural highway in Midland, Texas. Okay, she ran a stop sign and broadsided another car, killing the driver. Mm. Yep. Miss Bush was reported to be drinking and driving speedily, okay, but was not charged and only received minor injuries. It did not do any time.
And you still just gonna let Da Vinci just, okay.
Y'all over there again? All right. Let me wrap it up. Don King, the boxing promoter.
That one I knew.
That one you knew? Okay, well, let me break it down just for people who didn't know. Okay, he ran an illegal gambling ring back in Cleveland. Okay, and the dude ran up in there trying to rob, trying to get his money, trying to see what's happening.
One quick question.
Okay, there you go.
Robert Blake, didn't he kill himself too?
Mm-mm.
He didn't kill himself? I thought he killed himself.
I don't think so.
Okay. My bad. Go ahead.
But, dude ran up in Don King's illegal gambling establishment, tried to rob the place. Don King wasn't having it. Don King shot his ass dead. Bam, boom, which I would have done too if it was my gambling.
Did you say bam, boom?
Bam, boom. You know, I got to put my little special effects to it. Bing, bang, bing, boom. Shot the dude. And, he got off with it because it was called justifiable. I've lost my train of thought.
Oh, you can't read your handwriting.
Nah. when I flicked it. Anyway.
Oh.
It was justifiable. Homicide in defense of self. Okay. All right. He was defending himself. That's
only
what they
in
call
America.
It. That's what only in America. Only in America. But that concludes my diagnosis. That should be enough for y'all.
Hey, did you also know Robert Blake was accused of killing his wife?
I knew there was some more killing going on with him.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of other actors and
he told y'all don't go to bed with that price on your head.
Don't do it.
Keep your eye right. on the sparrow.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That used to be the jump though. But did y'all see him in Money Train? He looked gay. His eyebrows and shit was all arched and shit. He looked like a gay vampire. Okay. That concludes my diagnosis. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot more stuff, right? Got a lot of more?
Whole lot of more,
y'all. Be right back.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate it. If you wanted to hit us up with some feedback, you already know how to do it, but in case you don't, indeepshow@yahoo.com or voicemail 202-750-1437. Hit us up. Let us hear from you. I have a feeling we will be hearing from some fans, Eagle fans, probably soon. Or maybe we won't, depending on how today goes. Bum, bum, bum. You know who I'm talking to.
Shots fire.
And I would like to also send a happy birthday out to Lady Rowe. Happy birthday,
Lady Rowe. All right, all right.
Now, you know, usually right about now, you know, Lady Rowe and I had a long-standing tradition of singing each other happy birthday.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm a little bit under the weather, I'm not going to be able to, you know, give you my normal, wonderful offering. So with that, I will just give you a warm, heart-filled...
You want me to sing?
Happy, happy, happy. We have a rule on the show, so you have to be here for 90 days before you can sing.
Well, yeah.
So yeah. Now, Doc stole my thunder as we came back from the break. For those that did not recognize the Beretta theme, because as we have been accused of, we old.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that was Beretta. Mm-hmm. Yes. And Doc, tell them who sings that song.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yes, that was going to be my trivia.
Hey, how about that?
No, my bad.
I was trying to hurry up and get it off before you picked up on it, gentlemen. Pause.
Those were good old days.
Good old days indeed.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's see. We got some feedback. Slightly did it. But feedback nonetheless. As soon as I rearrange the studio, I can place that feedback.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, Queen, you want to tell the people what today's alcohol offering is?
Today is... what it's a, it's an Imperial Stout. Thank you, Doc. By Wicked Weed. French toast. I thought it was going to be kind of nasty because of the, you know, it has cinnamon and vanilla and maple syrup in it. But it's actually really good. It's tastes like a traditional stout.
Yeah, I think it was aged in maple syrup barrels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay.
Okay.
But, it, you know, it still has, to me, more of a chocolatey,
yes,
you know, smell to it. I don't know. Sometimes when people pick up certain scents, I'm like, what?
Right.
I'm like, you smelling them. What? Who's up? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, I can smell like chocolate or, you know, maybe coffee, vanilla or coffee or whatever.
Definitely but coffee.
Some of the other stuff, I'm like, y'all doing the most.
But, yeah, I don't get the vanilla. on the front, middle, or back of that anyway. And
actually, smell it again, because as it opens up, I do kind of smell it.
I can't smell.
Oh, sorry.
And that might be why.
Yeah, okay, that's probably why.
Sometimes you do too much.
Yeah.
You know, just like cooking, sometimes you don't need all those ingredients in there to make it taste good. Sometimes you overdo it. You know? Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Black people.
That's salt and pepper.
We do more than salt and pepper.
Yeah, how about that?
Larry's. Oh, okay, man. So let's get to feedback.
Yes.
IDS in the house. Your nephew BTG called in with some feedback from the last show. Dope show as usual. But I will say this, commenting on the, you know, on the married couple / single people. I have six people total in my group chat. And six out of the, you know, four out of the six are married. So, you know, sometimes we have, you know, I will say this. We still niggas. We still talk about shit like, you know, like we were single. But the thing is, our actions we don't really do that. So, you know, and then it's the respect that we have, or the respect that we get from our single homeboys. Like, they know not to call us for certain events. You know what I'm saying? We don't care if they share it. It's just that we know we're not waiting on that phone call anymore. Like, you know, where the party at? You know what I'm saying? And then they know that. But we do have a great job, and I gotta tip my hat to the wives actually for keeping like a balanced lifestyle to where it involves the single people and the married people, where we go out and rent some houses in the summertime and in the wintertime. We go to strip clubs, you know, go to sports events and shit like that, where it's a group event, you know what I mean? House parties, this, that, and the third. And now we have had in the past where we rented houses and then, you know, people see it on social media and they're like, all your little married functions. But it's not just for married people. I mean, anybody can come. You just got to have the money. You know what I'm saying? And we don't do the whole drama thing. So, you know, as far as like the differences between being married and single, is just, you know, that respect for the different lifestyles and knowing that, you know, when you're married, you can't do certain things or you can't go to certain places as much. And that, you know, the single people got to understand that shit, the married people just won't be available that much anymore. And that's it, especially when you factor in kids, you know. So other than that, man, like, you just, it's just a mutual respect for both lifestyles. And, you know, at the end of the day, we still niggas. All right, y'all, it's your boy BTG.
Hey, Queen, before you chime in on that, can you check IDS emails, and if you can run outside and check the mailbox, because I don't remember getting an invite to the house rental parties or the events, strip clubs, and so forth. So,
will do.
Thank you.
I was like, where are we going with this conversation? House, strip clubs? I was like, this sounds like a, you know, event I'd like to go to and sit in the background with a glass or something and watch.
How about that? And some popcorn?
Anyway, that's just me. My mind just went wandering off. But anyway, thank you for your feedback, BTG. And if you haven't already, check out his podcast, BTG for President.
BTG for President.
So, check it out.
Yeah, that's definitely dope. There was something I wanted to add to that, besides the fact of the shade of not getting invited to these events, because, you know, we ain't rich, but we got a couple dollars.
You don't live in Cali, though.
That was curious.
Huh?
You don't live in Cali?
Neither do you, but you up there more than you here.
Uh-oh.
My business in the streets.
I'm just saying.
And Napa is nowhere near L.A.
Uh-oh.
And Doc, Napa isn't a thing that's in the back of black people's
Napa's
hair?
Napa's where all the grapes and wines
are. I just wanted you to know.
Mm-hmm. I know some things.
And Sonoma.
Oh, I tell you.
Drinky, drink. Whoa. And drink. And drink. And sip. And pour.
Napa Valley. Like, back up that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I tell you. It's my adult Disneyland. Yeah.
Well, I'd say.
Y'all go to Disneyland, the real one. I go to Napa and Sonoma.
There you go. Whatever ride you want to get on. That's
hey,
all
that. That's my Disneyland.
All right, all right.
So, okay. Keeping with the BTG theme, we have he's going to be presenting our question of the day. Put your seatbelts on.
Uh-oh. Okay, IDS, I got a potential question of the week then, you know, just to make shit a little fun, you know what I'm saying? Just to go back in time, I want to ask y'all a question about y'all childhood real quick. So what was that one horror flick and or boogeyman that just, you know, you just couldn't get over? He fucked your night up, you know what I'm saying? If you're supposed to be in the bed by 9, you stayed up watching it with your older brother or cousins, and you didn't go to bed until about 10, 10:30, nigga, you was up. Because, you know, it frightened you that much. Now, I was born the year that Thriller came out, the Thriller album. I'm a huge MJ fan, as y'all all know. And I'm not going to lie, when I seen the Thriller video for the first time, and I seen MJ turn into that damn zombie, it kind of like messed things up a little bit, but not fully, because the music was on, it was still on, and they was dancing, and I'm like, this is kind of cool, but it's creepy. But there are three characters that kind of almost messed up my goddamn childhood. I'm not sure if this person is universal, but out here in Cali, it definitely was shaking some shit up. That's Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary was definitely one. Number two, Candyman. Till this day, I'm not saying that nigga name three times in the mirror. I just can't do it. I can't do it. And the last one would have to be Pinhead, and that's from Hellraiser. At that time, at that age, it was just too much graphic shit going on for me. A lot of blood, a lot of deformative characters, demons and shit walking around, and like the deaths was just, the body count that he had was just, yo, it was just too graphic at the time. So I want to chalk it up to those three characters. My older brother locked me in a bathroom and did that Bloody Mary shit. I cried every single tear that was possibly could come out of a little kid's eyeballs. Okay, when that shit happened, scared the shit out of me, stuck with me. Of course, Candyman, like I said, I'm still not going to do that as an adult. And Pinhead was, you know, that shit right there. So, yeah, who was that character or what was that movie that just messed shit up? All right, y'all.
This just in from Doc's Diagnosis.
Candyman, you must say it 5 times in the mirror in order for Candyman to appear. Maybe in Compton. Y'all had the bootleg. Y'all had the bootleg Candyman. And you only had to say it 3 times.
I think Beetlejuice is 3 times. Nephew, we had to get you on it. But point taken. So, who wants to start off?
What's the movie, The Exorcist?
Off the break.
Yeah.
That one. And before I really kind of realized, like, I will say Jason, was it Jason? Yeah. Used to make me nervous. But then I realized one day he had chopped off somebody's head, and I looked at the knife and it looked like jelly. Mm. And I was like, wait a minute.
Was that the first time you saw it or when you got older and saw it? Because...
No, it wasn't the first... No, definitely not the first time. Okay. No, because it was... That was... That's why that's my number two.
Okay.
And then I must have seen it like... Because wasn't there like 76 versions? Or I mean, episodes or movies?
It was, I want to say 4.
Or something. Yeah. But yeah, at some point I realized I looked... at the knife, and I was like, hey.
And another thing about Jason is, the first Jason, he moved real slow, but as the Jasons, Halloween was Michael Myers. What was the name of the Jason joints?
I can't remember.
But anyway, The Jason joints, as they moved, he moved faster. And all of the horror flicks, man, like
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Don't go to sleep. Like, could you go to sleep?
Halloween. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Right. But I would say Exorcist was first because I'm like, that was, you know, like you have stuff that could happen in real life because, you know, of, you know, light, dark, you know, angels, devils, you know, that whole, right. Like that whole thing, it was just creepy.
Mm-hmm. The head spinning around and all the green.
I'm going to tell you, to this day, call me what y'all want. I have to leave the room when the scene come on, when she walked down the stairs backwards on her hands. And somebody, I can't watch that. So I'm getting goosebumps talking about that shit.
Uh-huh.
And you know, the other, there was only monsters and shit never scared me. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it was The Exorcist and it was one other. The motherfucking Omen.
Yeah, that was
that weird. Was just The Exorcist, okay. Him.
Okay. Right.
But right. The Omen had its shit and it had its jump scenes and whatever you call them.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one thing that The Omen had over The Exorcist. That goddamn music. You knew shit was about to go down.
No shit.
When you started hearing this shit break off.
Ooh, the hair on the back of my neck just stood up.
Right, right.
Like I got a chill.
Slim. Y'all remember when he was in the mirror and he was playing with his hair?
For the 666.
And he found the 666 in his head.
Right.
He started running. And this shit came on. That shit was like, run, damn, run. And I jumped in between my mom and dad.
Right.
Slim, I was done, Slim.
See, that's what I'm saying. Those movies are the ones to me that are scary.
Right.
Because, you know, it's like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that. You know,
fuck around here, y'all was sleeping tonight.
No shit. Good. Now, back in the day for me, when I was real young, I don't know if y'all remember, Phantasm, about the old dude that he was like worked in a mortuary or something like that. He was real strong, right? And he would go into the cemetery and take corpses. Out of the motherfucking grave and turn them into these these little midgets and shit. And he would take dead people before they get to the cemetery and turn them into little motherfucking dead people. And they'd be running around and they was like his little soldiers. Right? They was like his little soldiers. And this motherfucker was real strong. He could pick up a casket with a dead body in it by itself. Just throw that motherfucker in the back of his motherfucking hearse and shit. Y'all don't remember that joint?
Mm-hmm. I ain't never watched that joint.
But you remember
it? I don't remember it, yeah.
I don't even remember
it. When my man say, it's only a dream. The man say, no, it's not. And that motherfucker just jump out and grab your ass. That joint, Exorcist, of course. God damn it. I'm out.
What are you thinking of the other one? Now, there was one that when I was a kid.
What about Michael Myers?
I used to only watch them joints because I knew at some point there was gonna be a titty pop out somewhere. I bypassed the rest of that bullshit. But there was a movie that I was a little kid and I didn't even understand what was going on in the movie. Mm-hmm. And I actually watched it again as an adult and this was the only movie I saw in the movie theater that I had to leave the theater because it just scared the shit out of me. I don't know if y'all ever seen that movie, Prophecy.
Mm-mm.
And see, all I knew was the creature. It was this pink, big, nasty creature that was fucking people up. And like I said, again, I had no clue of what the movie was even talking about.
The Mothman Prophecy?
Nah. It
was like a big-ass, black-ass...
No.
Okay.
So the problem, what it was the prophecy was, I guess it was a factory or something that was dumping chemicals into the lake. Mm-hmm. And it was affecting the wildlife. So Prophecy was basically this bear, this mutated, deformed bear. Mm-hmm. It had no hair. It was all pink. And it was like, this shit was like 20 feet tall when it stood up. And it was just fucking up everything. But that shit just scared the shit out of me because I didn't know what it was. I'm like,
what about The Hills Have Eyes?
So I ain't watch that.
Yeah, I remember, but I didn't watch it.
I'm not a horror movie fan, so I don't really tune in for that shit. Because like I said, if it's not The Omen, The Exorcist.
The Omen was the shit.
What was the one that came out not too long ago?
Poltergeist. What?
No.
Blair Witch?
Emily Rose. The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Mm. That came out right around when right before KK was born. Because I swear we used to call her Emily Rose, the way she used to act sometimes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just those, them movies there. Anything dealing with the devil and all that, yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right, yo. Serious. Mm-hmm. I don't play with that.
Right. That Ouija board shit, yo.
Used to do that at sleepovers. You know, you had the thing that was light as a feather. Put your fingers under it.
Light as a feather. See, I ain't never played with that shit.
And it was supposed to, like, you do that, and it was supposed to make the person, like, levitate.
Yep. I ain't never, not me.
Yeah, we did the bloody, was it Mary? I thought it was called Bloody Something Else, but whatever. But he said,
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, it's like you go in the bathroom, and it's supposed to be dark, and you're supposed to say her name, and then you see the person in the mirror.
Oh, like Candyman.
Oh, shit.
But do you see him in the mirror?
We did Freaky Friday here.
Yeah, well, if you say five, I'll tell you what, go in the mirror.
Fill up the girl you wanted to fill up.
That's not the same.
Yeah, that was different.
No, and I'm not.
Y'all did Freaky Friday too, Doctors.
No.
You ain't never played Run and Go Get It?
No. We played...
It was like a form of hide and seek, but you had to find a chick that you like, and you fell her up in the bushes and shit. You ain't never played that?
Nah.
That sounds one-sided, but
nah.
Okay.
Nah, chicks used to... When they wanted to see who had the biggest wee-wee, they didn't chase you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, if they wanted to show you something.
Y'all grown. Mm-hmm.
I think the game would be a lot different these days because growth has definitely taken on a new meaning.
All right.
Than it did in my breast milk fed days.
It's called rape these days.
Well, literally these days. It was acceptable back then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Look, when she said no back then, you know, I meant no.
When she said no, it meant not right this second. Give me a minute.
All
right.
Okay.
Fucking Weinstein.
Yeah, boy, you took the words right out of my mouth. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Fuck the whole game up for
I said
everybody.
Dictation.
You're right. Oh, Lord.
And you know, ever since that started happening, the movies that I watch, I see their fucking names when the credits start rolling. I'm like, God. Damn, they did a lot of fucking movies, man. Yeah, damn. Especially when it comes to Quentin Tarantino movies and shit like that, you always see the Weinsteins, Harvey, and what's that one?
The brother.
Yeah, the brother. Yeah, the brothers. I'd say. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Everybody going down.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You think the band was going to do any time?
Doubt it.
I think the statute of limitation ran out on a lot of that shit.
Really?
Now, their pocket's going to get smacked
You know
up.
What? Why did I always think the statute of limitations was 7 years? But it...
You thinking of bankruptcy?
I didn't know it depends on what the fuck you did. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Or not bankruptcy. What do you call it? No. Your credit.
Credit, yeah.
Credit
yeah.
is 7 years. Mm-hmm. Murder, there's no...
Never.
Okay.
But didn't they find a loophole around that to extend it on your credit? Like, mm-hmm. like they could repost that shit after like two...
Now, I wonder if they sell it to someone. Maybe it could. You know that happened to my sister? Like, she... you know how they call you and they're like, look, do you want to pay this off? If you pay it off, you know, mm-hmm. pay X amount of dollars, we'll let you pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, okay. And then luckily, my mom is smart enough to keep documentation.
Right.
So they end up selling, you know, all the accounts to, I don't know, to some other creditor or whatever.
Right.
They came back to her and was like, hey, you owe us X amount of dollars. She was like, no, the fuck I don't. And here's the proof that I paid it off. And they were like, oh, okay then. I mean, but lucky for her, she ain't had the paperwork.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Yup.
Cool. I don't give a fuck whether they had the paperwork or not. They still won't get it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
7 years. I see you.
Yeah,
I see you in hell.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Shit. Tracking my credit report.
Good luck.
Oh, what movie was that?
Exorcist.
Okay. I was like.
Mm-hmm.
And Poltergeist was the one.
What did they change it to?
That was
the
one. That was a good one.
What did they change it to when they put it on TV? Mother Sells Socks in Hell?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I guess you can't really. Well, I don't know. These days, you probably
could. You
know
why? I think it depends on what time. Because if you see that shit like around 3 or 4 in the morning, you're probably getting everything. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, and it depends on the channel these days,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. Because
now, you know, I'm like, if you can say shithole, you probably can say cock. Which is a dumb word, but anyway.
Doctor! I was going to say something else.
Mm-hmm.
Two fingers for being back with my family. I missed you guys. I miss you guys.
I miss you too, dog. And I take back all that fucked up shit I said about you.
That's all right. I know y'all do. Let me see. One finger.
Queen said that you was. Go ahead.
One finger to the fucked up weather that we're having and we're going to have. I'm sick of this cold shit. Man, when is the cold shit supposed to be over? The end of this month or something?
Hey, April.
Okay, April.
This is winter.
Dang. Oh, we still got March, huh?
Right, yeah. It's winter.
March isn't usually that bad, though. I thought March was more rainy.
Yeah. But still has a little bit of chill to it. No. I don't mind the cold so much. I just don't like the snow, the ice, you know, and don't rain. Damn. I'm like, can we not get all of it together?
Yeah.
That makes it
if
worse.
If it's going to be 34 degrees and raining, just go ahead and snow.
Yeah, how about that?
Because I watch it behind you. Cold rain finds a way of finding your skin. I don't care how many layers you got on. Some cold rain is going to find your skin.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be cold as long as the wind is not blowing. If the wind ain't blowing, the wind makes a whole lot of difference.
It was blowing last night.
Yes, the fuck it was from fucking 10 to 4 in the morning.
And you can hear that. You feel cold. Just once you hear that shit, you like,
fuck, you live in Amityville, motherfucker.
Nah, because where I sleep, I'm about right by the window, and I can hear that shit, motherfucker.
Let me get you the number of long fence they do in there.
Okay, thank you. You bastard.
Oh boy,
motherfucker.
That bama lives in.
Nah, I'm just saying, the bed is close to the window, damn it. I can hear that shit.
So if you move away from the window, make the window better?
If you move to another segment, then you finish. All right, okay. Okay. See, didn't I tell you there was a whole lot of jokes that was still piled up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I take it off the top of my head, bro. Pause.
Yeah, top this head, bro.
Queen.
No, there was no pause. Mm-mm. Easy. Two fingers. Let's see. Bop, 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 bop. Well, I guess I'll copy off a doc. Two fingers to this crew. We get busy. Life, you know, moves.
Get busy.
Work, you know, other stuff, family. But we still find our way back.
There you go.
Two fingers to the crew. One finger. I really want to say one finger to people that can't hold their liquor. And I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to use some of Doc's two fingers that were used while he was away. So I want to say first, two fingers to, two fingers to hanging with the queen. I ain't got to hang with the queen a long time, y'all. And once again, what do we do when we get together? We shuts the fucking bar down. They was cleaning and mopping around us and shit. And,
like, you had to look up, get out.
They had to keep reminding us the last call was an hour and a half ago.
No shit.
Man.
Where were y'all?
Oh, my gosh. We was BJ's Brewery, whatever. Yeah. It was dope, man. We was shutting it down.
All right. Yeah. Y'all represented, dog.
Did we? Made it happen. We showed them what the new Rent a Liver program is all about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, reminds me, I got to take mine out and put it back in the mail so I can get a new one next week. Mm-hmm. So, that was Two Fingers for that. Two Fingers for some fucking awesome music that has been just going down lately. Shout out the homie Sky Zoo. Mean track, mean album just dropped. Dope track on there with Raheem Devon. They just gets it. Yeah. Mad shouts. I just took Chris Stapleton out for like the last 3 weeks to let Sky Zoo get some run. So mad shouts to him. He's wow. Awesome. One finger to, I'll just say, office bullshit. Mm. And office bullshitters. Mm. I'll just leave it there. Mm-hmm. Had a slight eruption last week. Hopefully that is behind us.
Okay.
And hopefully I won't see HR management when I walk in Monday. Because I'm Nino Brown in the whole bitch.
I'm Nino Brown
in everything.
Oh, shit.
If I go down, we all go down. My next stop will be Abra.
Uh-oh.
I need to talk to you about some goings-ons in the city.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
All right.
Absolutely. Get some of my police officer friends to find you. Oh, yeah, it's a tap takeover over here today? All right, yeah, let's just post up here, fellas. Just those white vans, when they leave, just pull them all over.
Oh, damn.
They drop.
Yeah. You want to take them down like that, though?
Slam.
Just niche.
If I go down, we go down.
You got a pocket.
I ain't the head of the CMB.
Okay.
It's
Kareem.
It's Kareem.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I know it was him all the time.
Pretty motherfucker from the bank.
Man, I got his fingerprints, too. Damn.
See what I'm saying? So yeah, that's right. Okay, all you Philadelphia Eagle fans and all you Patriot fans that were fans when your logo was a 3-point stand.
Mm, how about that?
Not that new shit. The 3-point, when you was down with the 3-point stand, I'm down with you. All y'all Johnny come latelys.
Oh man.
And 98% of you black Patriot fans.
Mm.
Y'all some bullshit. Let that be known. Okay, so it's been fun to have the fucking crew back.
Everything just feels
so organic.
Oh man,
natural.
Everything's smooth. Everything's smooth, baby. You know how we do.
Yes, baby.
You know I've been.
Baby.
I hired some lawyers to try to rework some contracts of the past to just see if we can get some of our old compadres back, you know.
That'd be smooth.
Shout out to Reese.
All right.
Right now, it's a hell no. But, you know, hey, a little bit of money eases all tension. So if y'all want to send money in, y'all can do that. Mm-hmm. Especially y'all that got my personal phone number. You know, Apple has that new little Apple Pay app where y'all can just send me money directly. So go on and break that in.
Okay.
I have mine set up, but it doesn't take anything under 100, so make that happen.
What in the world?
That was real quick. Ain't gonna ask nothing
how to rub
that.
Right.
Negro. Absolutely. But we got to get out of here, but as always, in closing, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning and handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now! Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house!